Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 198. This is a weekly diary podcast hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, human being. I'm excited to share my experiences with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration and positivity for you. On this episode, I am talking about what I've been doing to organize my life, talking about more changes that are coming to the many faces, my ongoing ink portrait series. I'm also talking about what I've been watching, my week in general, my health and fitness updates as I've been doing that for the past couple months, also a little mental health check. And as always, I will be sharing something at the end of this episode that I am thankful for. We'll get back to the show after this short message. Are you a true fan of The Ray Taylor Show? Do you crave more content, more insight, more of everything that makes this show great? Then Inspired Disorder Plus is exactly what you need. For only $5 a month, transform your listening and viewing experience into something extraordinary. No more waiting, no more ads. Enjoy the full week of episodes of The Ray Taylor Show in both audio and video formats, completely ad-free. But that is just the beginning. You'll get exclusive early access to the Many Faces series. You can dive into our extensive live painting archive. You can enjoy special deals and discounts that are only available to our members. The perks don't just stop there. Delve into an extensive back catalog of over 14 podcasts with over 618 episodes. Get personal posts from Ray Taylor through his blog. That's my blog. That's me. You can expand your horizons with my creative writing section and participate in an Ask Me Anything section where your questions bring life to our community. Ready to step up your game? Visit inspireddisorder.com/plus and join our exclusive club. It's not just content, it's an experience. See you on the plus side. Now let's get back to the show. So let's get it started with what I've been organizing. I have been organizing and backing up my laptop. I mean, I've been doing a lot of organizing in general, but this past week, specifically to my laptop, you know, feels good getting things organized. Also feels good finally getting my things backed up, getting rid of digital clutter that is just built up over the years. I mean, that's the thing, especially for me. Like, I use my laptop to produce this show, and I use it to produce my making of videos, manage my website. You know, I'm not using my laptop for entertainment at all. Like, I don't play games on it. I don't watch movies. It's not my like, that's my phone and my tablet I use for my more casual needs. And there's just been, over the years, it's just been a lot of digital clutter and not even like, not as much as there would be considering my laptop, my old laptop just died on me. Like just after I ran out of unemployment money, when my unemployment stopped, my laptop died. And I was like, man, I guess this is going to be a big investment that's going to eat up a chunk of my savings. And, man, it's life is a crazy thing, but feels good getting rid of all the digital clutter as I am getting rid of physical clutter as well, kind of really transforming my living space and my working space into something that is full of things that I need to use on a regular basis and everything else gets put away or given away. So, I also have a bunch of old hard drives that are in stores that I need to go through and get rid of that But I mean, in general, what did this is, you know, I'm constantly battling every week, battling for hard drive space. And I'm recording longer episodes. I mean, it's so common for a movie review to be like almost an hour long now. It's ridiculous. I have too much to say about these movies. And because of that, it's just I'm constantly butting up against filling up my hard drive. And now, complete opposite. So now everything's organized. I have things backed up that are off of the hard drive. So just for like storage purposes, you know, like all of my early artwork and stuff like that. I have over 2,000. I have over 2,400 painting images that I hold on to. And I'm starting to hold on to more content as well. But it's like that's a lot of data to be managing. And it was taking up a lot of hard drive space, even though I was using the cloud. But that's not your typical hard. It was like, it wasn't really working. It was becoming more of a hassle than anything, trying to make the cloud work for what I needed it to, which is not really designed for that anyway. And I've got it all set up perfectly for how I use it. So thankfully, I don't have to worry about my hard, like freeing up hard drive space. I don't have to do that at all. I'm looking at my hard drive space right now. It's the lowest since when I first got it. And it's at, let's see how much hard drive space is there right now. I have, where is it? Does it show? Memory usage, battery usage. Oh, I don't even have it. But it's like 25% is being used now. And I was working with 75% full and just kind of running up to that buffer constantly. So now I have 75, I flipped it. I got 75% and it's only like a 512 gig hard drive, but I've cleared out 75% of the garbage, which feels good. Feels good. As far as the Ray Taylor Show is concerned, you know, I haven't made any changes. Still getting dialed into using Opus Clip, which I still enjoy. Figuring out just how I'm staggering the episodes and just kind of refining and just kind of nailing my workflow so that I can just so it becomes an automatic process. But I've enjoyed it. Instead of having to edit out clips, just basically getting everything uploaded on Sunday when I produce these shows, and then Monday waking up and then going through. It's basically like if I had an assistant and an editor, and I upload the videos to my editor, and then the editor works while I'm sleeping, and then when I wake up Monday, the editor's got anywhere from 25 to 30 clips per episode. And then I go through those clips and I pick out the ones I like, and then see if there's any changes that I can just tweak. They're pretty easily tweakable on Opus Clip, which I'm kind of nailing down. So I'm loving it, and I'm you know, getting far more clips to post online than I was before. 3 clips per episode, what I was doing before, and now I'm doing anywhere from like 7 to probably 14, 15 clips at most. A lot, which I don't need to be doing that many. It might be too much, but fuck it. I'm just, you know, I'm trying to pick good clips, clips that work, that trying not to spoil too much. You know, that's always tricky too. But it's also changed how I record, specifically Top 5, which went well last week. Top 5 went well with just using the bullet points. This week I'm doing my Top 5 podcast, so it's going to be another kind of just free-flowing whatever I feel like. And then next week I'll be getting back to my standard like 5 movie ranking, which I've got a lot of those episodes. I've got a lot of them. I have a lot of them in the I've got 2 ready to go, and then I have 2 more that I'm really excited to do. One of which is Bobcat Goldthwait. Another one is the director of Triangle of Sadness. I want to watch all of his movies. Neither of those, both of those guys have only like 7 films that they've directed, so it'll be pretty easy. And then I've started to watch, which I guess I'll get into that, but I've been starting to watch the Fargo seasons in preparation for a top 5 for that as well. As far as my art, the many faces, I decided to change the schedule again. I kind of, you know, been playing around with the idea because I took a week off when I was sick 2 weeks ago. Like I had done 3 weeks. I have, you know, for those that don't know, I paint 3 different size paintings, 4x6, 6x9, 9x12. And they have different prices per size. And I do 7 paintings a week. So initially there'd be new painting every day. So the new idea is to paint for 3 weeks. Do first week, 4x6, 6x9, 9x12. And then in the 4th week, instead of starting to do a different size again, I'm going to not paint, but I'm going to be doing merchandise based on the, like, I'll have a few select paintings that I liked over the past 3 weeks that I will relaunch the for social media, but then also I'm going to use those images to create some shirts and hoodies, some seasonal stuff, whatever different kinds of merchandise I want to make, and then that will be available for a limited time, just like the paintings are only available for 4 weeks and then they disappear, although now maybe 5 weeks, I guess, because I'm doing this new schedule. Figure that out. But so I'm thinking doing 3 weeks of painting and then 1 week off of painting. And instead of painting, I'm going to be doing merch stuff. So it will allow me free up more time to do merch stuff. And I don't know. I really like it. And it, like, because I was really feeling burnt out with the paintings before I kind of started, before I took kind of the last 2 months of last year off. And coming back to it this way, it gives me enough of a break, enough of a rest period on that 3rd week or the 4th week to where I feel kind of hungry. I'm excited to come back to painting that next month. So far I think that's what it's going to be. And I'm also, in addition to all that, I'm going to try and go live on my TikTok shop. To do kind of like a virtual art event. So like you would see if I was doing the 111 night market or whatever, you know, you would come to my tent and my canopy and I have all my paintings set up. I'm going to try and do a similar setup for at home in my studio and do a TikTok live so people could come in. I could show them the artwork. Hopefully sell some stuff that, you know, that's available, the products that are on TikTok shop, just to hopefully try and get some more traffic and trying to sell stuff through TikTok. You know, so kind of doing that kind of live show, like a virtual art event. I think that would be fun. It's an idea that I've kind of had an idea for a while, to do these virtual things, especially during the summer when everything was done. I mean, I haven't done an art event since spring of last year when it started heating up just after Coachella out here in the valley. But yeah, so that's what I'm going to start doing, hopefully in place of painting live. Let's take a brief intermission from the show. Imagine, dear listeners, a piece of art that does more than just decorate a wall. Visualize owning a limited edition print from The Many Faces, a series that melds the beauty of the abstract and the allure of the surreal. Each print is a conversation piece, a slice of artistic wonder in your own home. But what really elevates these prints, they come with my personal signature and unique number, making their authenticity and exclusivity a must. And guess what? Indulging in this art won't empty your wallet. Starting from just $5 for a 4x6-inch print, are designed to be accessible, fitting both your space and your budget. to art enthusiasts, collectors, or anyone who cherishes one-of-a-kind pieces, this is your moment. Transform your living space with a touch of artistic elegance. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com to select your exclusive limited edition prints today. And now let's return to the show with that extra bit of inspiration. So as far as my week on a personal level, what I've been watching, I mentioned it already. I started to watch the rest of the Fargo series. Completed season one. I am probably an episode or two away from finishing season two, which I think I had started watching season two because I remember Jesse Plemons in there with his, not Silverstone. What's her name? I'm blanking on his wife's name. And it's kind of like a period piece, takes place in like the 70s. I'm actually really digging it. It's going to be so far season five, season one, and season two, the rankings of those three seasons, I've gone back and forth. I've gone back and forth, which I think is what ranking those should be in. So it's going to be interesting to see how at the end of this, how I rank these five seasons. But yeah, it's, I'm enjoying it. I'm really enjoying Fargo series. It's been fun to kind of put on while I've been working. The first season I had seen before, so I didn't have to pay as much attention to it. And then the second season, definitely paying more attention. I do remember some of it, but not really. And then the third and fourth season, I'm going to try and really kind of pay attention to it and enjoy it because I really do want to see him. I haven't seen him before. So I'm enjoying watching that. That's what I've been watching primarily, along with the movies that I've been reviewing. My week, as far as personally, I've been sleeping like garbage. Past two nights, I've actually been good, and I know why. But before that, sleeping like absolutely garbage. I maybe slept a couple hours Wednesday night. Didn't take any naps. Was, you know, busy working, organizing stuff all week long. So it was, you know, it didn't stop me from getting things done, being exhausted. I can do like kind of, I mean, a lot of that stuff's kind of mindless work. But I did finally get the edibles that have the melatonin, the sleep edibles. So it's like, I think like 5 milligrams of THC, 5 milligrams of CBN, and then melatonin, maybe 2.5 milligrams of melatonin. I took two of them the first night because I hadn't slept great for like the past two nights. So I was like, I want to get knocked out. Slept good that night. Took one of them the following night. Slept great that night. So I think the one, I mean, I remember I took it. That was last night when I took the one. And I also got, here I have it right here. I also got this infused, which referred to as moon rocks as well, weed indica. So I got an eighth. I haven't bought an eighth of weed in forever. But it's like, you know, it smells great and they're like infused. They're like coated in like hash and hash oil and all these different things. So it's like concentrated. It's like in between regular flower and a dab. It's like somewhere in between there. And I got the indica so that on my fasting nights, right, because there's 2 days a week where I don't eat anything, where I fast for 40 hours. On those nights, because I can't eat anything, I wanted to be able to smoke to relax me, the indica to relax me, to put me to sleep. So far, that's working good. I ordered a new pipe. I needed a more adult pipe than the one I have, which here's, yeah, I got this in shot. So it's one I love. It's this eyeball pipe that I have that I've used since I got it when I started smoking weed when I turned 30. But I got what is a brass pipe that has like some decorative, and it's small. It doesn't have a big bowl in it because I'm not taking massive hits. So I ordered that. That should be showing up in a few weeks. And it, you know, goes with, I use these copper bowls when I paint for my ink painting. So they go along with that. They kind of fit the aesthetic of, you know, cozy that I'm going for. I don't know. I'm excited for it. And yeah, it's been forever since I smoked weed out of a pipe. Forever. No desire to get like a bong. I don't need anything like that. I used to have those things and they're fine. I just don't like cleaning them. I don't mind cleaning a pipe. I'll do that. I prefer smoking joints. That's what I do with the sativa that I smoke while I work. That really gives me energy to work. But as far as like an indica, you know, I don't mind doing the just smoking a little bowl here or there. But very productive week, despite the fact not sleeping great. Continuing to clean up and organize my living space. You know, I'm actually thinking of rearranging my workspace in a way, repositioning my desk in a way, which I really like how it's set up now, but I think when I reposition it, it will just kind of open my space up in a way that will feel good. I've also, my journey with my plants, one of them, the rubber plant, is not looking good. I think it's dead. Everything else has done well. The other plants that I thought weren't doing well, one of them is sprouting a new little life. The other one is looking a lot better. I've been on a watering cycle using the plant app that I got now, so everything is on its schedule. The basil that I planted is starting to sprout. So everything in the plant world is working pretty good, except for one plant. That it's a bummer, but the pothos that I'm trying to propagate is, I think, starting to grow a root in the water. I've been soaking it in. So if that rubber plant does die, then I'll plant the pothos in there. And then I have some carnivorous plants that are showing up because I get these little gnats and things, mosquitoes inside. And since I'm getting grow lights, I'm getting a whole setup. The setup is going to be amazing. So still loving the plant app. Like I said last week, I got this grow light, which was for the herb, the basil that I'm growing. Not basil. What was it? I'm blanking on what I'm growing now, the herb that I'm growing. I just mentioned they're starting to sprout. But it's very small, and my roommate had these other grow light panels that are great. But what I want to do, the plan, is to, my kitchen space is like a corner of my studio. It's not a real kitchen. There's no sink or anything, but, you know, I got my hot plate and my fancy toaster oven, microwave. You know, it's like a kitchen for me, kitchen space. And I'm going to be removing the LED lights that I have in my kitchen space that are on all day long while I'm working, right? Because my office is right next to my kitchen. So I'm going to replace those LED lights with the grow lights. And I actually ordered a grow light that's a four-pack. So it comes with four grow lights. So I'm going to put those in the kitchen. And then the two grow lights that I got from my roommate, I'm going to be putting kind of in my office space for some other plants eventually. But I'm going to mount I got these rings that mount to the wall. And then the rings, you set the plant pot in the ring to hold it. So it kind of looks like the plant is kind of stuck to the wall. So I got six of those. So I'm going to be mounting the plants inside my kitchen space where the grow lights are. And then I'm going to add more plants. I'm going to add I'm going to add more herbs. I'm going to do like, I might get like one of those, you know, the long planter boxes that you put like outside of a window or whatever that are like, you know, maybe two feet long, 6 inches wide. I'm going to mount that to the wall, I think, in the kitchen above my spices and grow herbs there, grow some fresh herbs there. So I'm like looking, I'm so looking forward to my kitchen and just being able to cook. And I got the plants all in there. It's going to make it look great. The light I have on all the time anyway, so it makes sense for that. And it's farthest away from my projector, so it's, you know, going to wash out my projector the least if I'm watching something during the day. But it made the most sense for where I should put grow lights in my space. I thought about getting a shelf to put the plants on, but I don't really have room for another shelf. And it just made sense. And it has timers and stuff. It's going to work perfect. And it's they're dimmable also. So these grow lights are going to work great as kitchen lights as well, which I'm happy about. And I'll be able to, like, it will be part of my view for when I'm working, will be like looking at my plants that are growing in my kitchen space. I don't know. I really enjoy it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And I'll put pictures up. Stuff like that, and I'll talk about it. I'm supposed to be getting that stuff in this week, so by next week I'll talk about how all that's going. I also plan to rearrange the artwork that I have. I don't have a lot of space to hang artwork, but I have pieces that I want to hang, so I have to reorganize stuff and try and make room for them. As far as my health and fitness journey that I've been on, I started this basically around my birthday in December. I was around 260 pounds. My goal is to get back down to 180, which is kind of like where I was at. I felt pretty good, and I think that's even still considered to be overweight for my size. So I might even go below that if I get to 180. 180 is the goal. Start at 260, 180 is the goal. I'm currently at 240, so I've lost 20 pounds. And I'll be curious. I mean, I measure myself, I weigh myself the day after recording. So we'll see, if that's changed, which I think it has. Clothes are starting to fit better. I'm also noticed I measured myself this past week also, and I'm noticing the measurements starting to shrink as well. And I've been doing the same fast for the last 3 weeks, which is, 5 days or 2 days I don't eat at all, and those days are Thursday and Sunday, which is Sunday I record the show, I produce the show, and Thursday is when I do all the video editing and stuff for my artwork. And it was basically the 2 days where I work the most, where carving out time to like cook a meal, like on those days I was the most likely to order takeout. And I want to avoid that, so I just switched my fasting days to those days. And then on the other 5 days of the week, I only eat from noon to 8 p.m. So I start eating at noon. I stop eating at 8 p.m. Usually what I've been doing is I will start, especially after the 40-hour fasts, first thing I will do is I have one of these mixer cups for like protein shakes and stuff like that. I have a drink mix that is full of protein, veggies, all the veggie nutrients, minerals, as well as probiotics, prebiotics. So it's got all of the good stuff. And that is the first thing I do. I've been mixing that with coconut water. And that's the first thing that I ingest after my 40-hour fast, especially, but I've been doing it to break all of my fasts. I also have like this veggie mix, and then I drink a bunch of water. So to break my fast, I drink the protein veggie probiotic drink, and then I drink a bunch of water, and I feel full. Like, I feel so full right off the bat. And I usually wait, and then it's usually a few hours, and I'll start getting hungry again. And then usually that's when I'll start cooking my meal for the day from the meal prep service that I get. So I'll start, my fast ends at noon. You know, I'll drink that, and it's a few hours later, so maybe like 3 o'clock I start cooking my meal, and then takes about an hour, and then I eat. I start to eat. And then I'll, you know, maybe eat half of that meal and then save it. Maybe I'll snack on some stuff. I just started getting walnuts and found a few recipes of how to, like, turn walnuts into snacks, yummy snacks, doing different things. And so that's going to be kind of my snack that I make. These walnuts, I did a spicy version that turned out okay. But there's some other recipes that I'm looking forward to making walnut snacks. Walnut's supposed to be, like, really healthy. So I've, you know, doing little adjustments to make it even good. But the new schedule is amazing. It's perfect. Like, even if I get hungry, I don't really get hungry. Maybe a couple times during the long 40-hour fast. But, like, I'm sleeping through a lot of it, you know. Smoking a lot of weed also has been a nice distraction. It doesn't give me munchies. So the fasting schedule has been good. And one of the catalysts for starting this, not only the fact that I weighed 260 pounds, which is the most I've ever weighed in my entire life, but the thing I noticed in my life, how it was affecting my life, is I couldn't wipe my own ass like I used to. Like, turning around to wipe my ass wasn't happening in the same ways that I was accustomed to it happening. And thankfully, that was the first to go away. Like, I was able to wipe my ass like a week or two after starting this journey. So thankfully, that was the big wake-up call. It's like, if you can't even wipe your ass, man. And I wasn't even that big, so I don't know how large people do it. I'm sure they figure out ways. And that was kind of the thing. It was like, I was at a crossing point. It's like, either I figure out a way, I mean, I have a bidet, but if I either need to figure out a way to, like, wipe my ass, or I need to lose weight. Like, I can't, like, if I'm figuring out how to compensate for this size that I have, then that's a whole nother road I'm going down. So it's like, I can either go back, or I'm going down this whole new road where life is going to be different, and probably not very good. So feeling shirts are, like, looser now, which is nice. They're not as snug. I don't have to stretch them out when I put them on. And I'm looking for, I still have a long way to go. I have, you know, I want to get down to 180. I'm down to, you know, I'm only still 240. So I've still got, you know, 80 pounds to go, right? 80, 180, 200, 240, right? 80, 20, 40, 40 pounds, 40 pounds to go. I'm at 220 right now. 40 pounds to go. Which I think I could do it, just staying on the schedule. And then I'm starting, now that I'm feeling better, physically feeling better, carrying around less weight, I'm going to start doing more just body weight, basic body weight stuff, like squats and stuff like that, just to kind of get a foundation of strength going and a routine. So that I should be starting hopefully pretty soon here, which I haven't really done yet. As far as, I mean, everything's been great. Changed my eating habits completely. I'm not eating flavorless, calorie cutting meals. You know, I'm eating good meals, really good meals, really rich meals. I mean, the other night I made linguine Alfredo with shrimp. Amazing. I had a steak and potato last night. This charred corn and black bean enchilada soup. So good. Chicken and black bean. There was a charred corn tacos that were amazing. Banh mi style chicken bowl. And then also I have these giant bowls that I got. And I just cut up a bunch of fruit to put in the bowl. And then that's like my dessert. I put pineapple, melon, these blueberries, just for something sweet. I love pineapple, but, you know, melon and blueberries are good. They're all, like, pineapple's very, like, punchy in the face. Everything's been going, like, these new systems that I'm putting in place are working well, which I think is a good thing. It's a very good thing. As far as my mental health, I think I may have been a bit manic these past week and this past week. And maybe that's why I'm working so much, getting so much stuff done, not sleeping great. Right. I feel like I'm on a roll, you know, a lot of energy, getting things done feels good. And it's not destructive as much as, you know, it's probably going to be leading towards burnout. Like there's going to be a time where I just hit a wall and be like, I don't want to do anything. Which is just kind of how I fluctuate and do, and taking advantage of, you know, taking advantage of this cycle when it suits me, when I'm, you know, able to, when I have energy to get all this stuff done. And this, a lot of the stuff I'm doing is stuff that's just been on the to-do list, or just not even on the to-do list, but knowing I've had to get it done for a long time, just really cleaning out and getting rid of the stuff that I don't need, just get so much clutter. And I think that if I'm able to complete this task before I burn out, then having a cleaner, organized space will help in the downturns when things get depressing. So I don't know. So it's I think I may be in a bit of a manic state these past week or two. That's why I'm getting so much stuff done. It's hard to know because I'm not a doctor and I'm self-diagnosing myself, which isn't, you know, doing amateur self-medication and self-doctoring isn't necessarily the smartest healthcare plan, but it's the only one I got. As far as what I'm thankful for at the end of every episode of Raised Days, I point out and share something that I'm thankful for. This week, I'm thankful for fasting, intermittent fasting. It's really changed my relationship to food in a way no other diet has. Right? Instead of me looking at food and constantly having to gauge its healthiness, whether it be through carbs or calories, now I think of all I think of when I'm able to eat is just wanting to eat good food, right? Because I don't have a lot of time to eat. Some cases I haven't eaten in 40 hours. And eating these meals that I'm cooking myself taste delicious. Like there's nothing, there's no convenient fast food or freezer food that I can substitute that would taste as good as these meals are. So I'm putting more energy into the meals. I'm appreciating the meals more. And it's all kind of working together. These, unlike the processed stuff that are all flavor, no substance, my meals loaded with flavor, loaded with substance, and plus the meal prep service makes it so easy for me to like select the meals I want weeks in advance so I can make the right choices and not just get really like comfort food all the time. And it's working out great for me. I've thought about like, even if like just understanding cooking at a level where I don't need a meal prep service and I can just understand what ingredients I need to get from the store and kind of patch together meals on my own. I like the fact that I spend more for the service, that cost goes to me not having to think about that stuff. That cost goes to making sure that I don't, because if I'm left to my own devices and I'm going to a grocery store, it's so easy to just buy junk. Like I'm walking down the cookie. It's like, oh, I haven't had one of those. And it was like, have one of those. And right now it's like, I'm eating maybe I'll get some fudgy wudgy cookies. I saw them again a few weeks from now. I didn't add them, but they looked delicious. I was like, ooh, should I try? I was like, maybe if I do it again, I should give a bunch of them to my roommate so I'm not eating all of them like last time. But yeah, other than that, like even that, I'm making those, right? And because I'm making that, I have more respect for the thing. And, you know, it shows me, in general, fasting has shown me that food is a much smaller part of my life as far as time spent eating. Like, I used to, like, you know, I never really was into breakfast, but, like, snacking and eating throughout the day, like, it just, like, if I felt any kind of, like, hunger, it's like, ah, I should snack on something. Eating big meals that are just ridiculous for no reason. Like, it's definitely completely altered my relationship with food. Where I care about when I'm eating, the moments when I'm spending eating, the food that I'm preparing. Right? I care about what I eat in those moments when I prepare my meals, right? I know it's all done with intention. So fasting for me, not only has it changed my relationship with food, but it's also helped me on my path to lose weight and be healthy. It's influenced so many other things, even though my initial intention was to lose weight. And it's great. It's such a great tool. Better than any diet. Like, why, if you never change your relationship to food, a diet's not going to do anything for you. A diet, you're just trying to substitute the foods you eat, but you've never changed your relationship to food. So you have to change how you eat, what you eat, when you eat, all those things. And a diet's not going to do that for you. The intermittent fasting for me is the only thing I've ever seen that's done that for me. So I'm very thankful that was the thing that I went to when I decided it was time to go on this journey. As far as upcoming events, live painting every Wednesday at 4:20 Pacific time. That is 3 weeks every month, 3 weeks on, 1 week off. Go to inspireddisorder.com/events if you want to see when I am painting live on youtube.com, as well as TikTok, or as well as Instagram, my @RayTaylorArt Instagram page. And soon, hopefully this week, I will have the @RayTaylorArt page on TikTok streaming live on Wednesday as well. That is the goal for this next week. Hopefully I achieve it, which, you know, by the time this episode comes out, it will or will not have already happened. But yeah, inspireddisorder.com/events for all of my upcoming live and local events. I'm also very thankful for the opportunity to connect with all of you through this podcast and share for the chance to share my journey with you. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or over on youtube.com/inspireddisorder. Thank you again for tuning in, and I'll see you next Saturday for another episode of Ray's Day. Subscribe to The Ray Taylor Show on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Purchase Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.